Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Live a Righteous Life, a series on the fruit of the Spirit. In today's session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2, fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. Again, Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 reads, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit is an issue of who's boss in your life, you or Jesus. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are manifest when the Holy Spirit is in control. The fourth manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. First, what is long-suffering? Well, the word translated long-suffering is the Greek word makrothumia. Macro, which is long, thumos, which is temper. So it's long-tempered. The concept of long-suffering is patience as it relates to people, not to circumstances. Christians ought to have the same patience with those who hurt or irritate us that God demonstrates toward us. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. This is patience which defers anger, a patience which is content to bear injuries caused by others. Don't miss this. The patience manifest as fruit of the Spirit means that one suffers long or tolerates the evil done to him with complete calmness and without retaliation, and is long-tempered, not short-tempered. It keeps a long fuse on one's temper. In the movies, the fuse was long to the dynamite and could be extinguished before the explosion. Sleep on it before sending that letter or that message or making that call when you're angry. Sleep on it. Natural man is prone to outbursts of anger. That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20. But the Holy Spirit teaches patience in the Christian life. Second, God demonstrates long-suffering. Psalm 86, verse 15. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. God is slow to anger, and He expects the same of His children. Scripture records the Lord's patience toward the lost. Notice the progression of thought here. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. And 1 Peter 3:20, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Apostle Paul understood this. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, he says, there is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life. If God is long-suffering, shouldn't His servants also be with one another, following His example? And then third, Christians are exhorted to long-suffering. Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Patience, especially with other Christians. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. This characteristic can be a manifestation of the Spirit only as you walk in the Spirit. If you are easily offended, you're walking in the flesh. It's that simple. The ability to put up with people who are not easy to get along with. Notice God's example in Hosea chapter 11, verse 8. How can I give up? How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I set you like Zeboim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred. God's anger was kindled, but his sympathy was stirred as well. Long-suffering should characterize the life of believers. Let God speak to your heart and give him control of your life, that the fruit of the Spirit might be manifest, especially patience with others. You think on that, and you have a great day.